You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, about 450 households have been evacuated and at least 11 homes destroyed in out-of-control fires threatening Christchurch, which had been burning since Monday. BFM reporter Max Smith spoke to Labour MP Ruth Dyson about the fires.
Just wondering what your day has been like. I guess it's probably quite chaotic, I imagine.
No, not chaotic. The main thing for me, given that we're really only into day two of big evacuations on our side of the hill, the main focus for me is to make sure that people have access to information and that people who need support get that support. And obviously for people who are evacuated, their primary need is for somewhere to stay. There have been just an overwhelming response from people in Canterbury saying, what can I do to help? You know, I've got a spare room or two spare rooms or bedding or food. It's just amazing. So it's really connecting the people that need help with the people who are offering help.
Yeah, and it's an unfortunate circumstance to be connecting with people, I guess. I mean, do you think some of this kind of mood is and this connectivity is also left over from the earthquakes and what that kind of did to the community?
Yeah, we got pretty good at looking out for each other and looking after each other. We also got a lot better organised in terms of systems for getting information to people. So that's been, you know, something good had to come out of earthquakes, and that community spirit and being organised and how to deliver it is definitely a big positive.
Yeah, so let's talk a bit more about the difficulties of that communication. How do you think the services are coping right now with getting people evacuated in the first place and then directing them to the right places? Are you happy with how that process is going?
Yeah, I think that the communication flow from the Earthquake Operations Centre run out of the City Council seems to be pretty good now. There were a couple of glitches. The first one was that the Evacuation Centre was going to be at Pioneer Stadium. They opened it up, turned on the air conditioning in the big room where they would have everyone sleeping and realised that it was just sucking in smoke from the fire. It's right at the bottom of the hill and was directly in the range of the smoke. So they had to change the venue. That caused a little bit of a hiccup, but, you know, it's understandable. Other than that, I think the information flow has been really good. The big question that everyone who's been evacuated want answered is when can we go home, and that's a question that can't yet be answered.
So is the focus entirely on the now, or are there thoughts about the recovery process at this stage? Obviously, there's been a lot of damage done. Is there any focus on that at the moment?
The team that's leading the civil defence response obviously have two focuses. The first is supporting the teams that are getting the fires out, so making sure that they've got the resources that they need and then leaving them to get on with their job. So that's obviously well underway. The second part is looking at the psychosocial impact on people of these fires. It's, you know, for some people it's re-traumatising because they've been through the quakes and perhaps established a new home. One man lost his first home in the quake and he's just lost his second home in the fires, you know. How does that happen to any one person? It's just horrific. But a lot of people are feeling that same sort of powerlessness and displacement that the quakes gave so many of us. So the team leading this from Civil Defence are well aware of that and have got plans put in place for after the emergency is over to work through that and make sure people are properly supported. We'll get through it. You know, we're pretty robust in Canterbury, but we need to get through it together, looking after each other.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.